Well, hello everybody. Well, not everybody, just Tom. Hey Tom, how you doing? There must be at least one Tom out there. So let's talk about religion. Oh, Christ, nearly everybody left. Yes, religion is a very difficult topic to talk about, especially in today's atmosphere. But people can believe in something different and still get along. At least they used to, and I'm one of the old school. And what religion beliefs somebody has, to me, is their choice, and it means absolutely nothing to me. What I mean is I respect what they believe in, because it makes them, them. Now, I was christened as a very young man. Of course, you don't have any choice in the matter. My family wasn't heavily religious, but my father was a Catholic, and I went to Catholic school for a very short period of time. Once again, we don't have any choices in those matters, do we, when you're that age? My father did say to me it was great being a Catholic, because you could be as bad as hell, and then every so often you go and sort of confess, say a few penance, and you're all clean to start all over again. As a young boy, even then, I was an observer. I used to watch, look, evaluate. And I lived in a very small town. This was in Canada. And Canadians are quite religious, at least they used to be. But you know what small towns are like, and you see everything that's really going on. Yes, of course, there's lots of gossip pushed by femmes, but actually, some of it is true. Very occasionally, I had to go to church, of course, on Sundays. Maybe it was some special event or whatever. And everybody generally was married in this town, but they were sleeping with everybody else. There was loads of affairs going on, even people were married 20 years. And generally lots of people and everybody knew about it, they just never said anything. But it did kind of make me laugh when I used to go to church on these special Sundays, to see these married couples standing or sitting together in the pews, all dressed up, playing husband and wife. And I thought to myself at the time, what a bunch of goddamn hypocrites. Now, when I was a very young child, I did have a Bible that was bought for me. A very, very thick book. But it was made and written for sort of children. And the pictures were absolutely beautiful pictures in it. And the way it was written was also very lovely. And I read the whole book. But I've never been a really religious person. Some people do need something to believe in. And it doesn't matter to me what religion anybody really is. Because I believe in my religion, which I have no idea what it is, everybody has the right to have a belief. But it is funny that a lot of conflict in the world is about religion. And it's kind of opposite of what it's supposed to mean. But there is a type of religious people that do irritate me. It's the ones that are trying to sell their religion to you. Of course, I always remember the evangelists, the American preachers. You know, the ones that were on TV and they could actually heal people. Well, supposedly. And people were sending them money in the millions. And eventually they were all found out to be fake. And they turned out to be the biggest sinners of all. What they actually did was to play on people's guilt. Let's face it, everybody is guilty of something. Except me. I'm as pure as the driven snow. I'm not trying to get a religious discussion going because that will always be heated, I expect. Some people believe in the Loch Ness Monster, even though there's no proof. I myself don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster at all, or the Yeti. Or aliens. But you see, it doesn't mean they don't exist. Take it easy, fellas.